This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Just right, oh, you know, you got me. And we can watch the sunrise and welcome a new day. Oh, if you just stay here, you know, you got me.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it sure does not matter who the host is. What always has matter and what always will matter is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Tuesday, July the 16th of 2024, day 198 of the year and only 168 days to go. So, you know, we're just right around the corner hitting 200. Anyways, we are broadcasting live from Querétaro, Mexico. Yeah, that's what we're doing today. So we're broadcasting across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You could be listening to the best, but you're not. Rio Big.
You know, I really don't ever think that anybody is sitting around here thinking you're listening to the best when you're hanging out over here on Radio Big or on Safety FM. That is definitely the story of how things go. Anyway, so a lot of stuff going on over the last 24 hours, depending on, you know, when we last got to hang out. So definitely some things to talk about as we do and move and groove throughout all of our systems, because that is what we do around here. Anyways, as we're broadcasting today, we're doing audio only, as you know, limitations based on where we're located, but you know, not a big deal.
Duh.
But we'll get into all the stuff because that's what we do. So broadcasting on RadioBig.fm. We're also broadcasting on SafetyFM.com and, you know, the different apps that we have available, you know, and as you do that, when you're taking a listen on there, we're on the different radio apps. We're on the iHeartRadios. We're on the Odysseys. We're on, you know, just the streamer emers. We're even on the Alexa gadget. I won't say that name too loud, because if I say that too loud and you have it me playing through some level of a speaker, I'm going to offset the other one. So there you go. Some stuff there. Anyways, our show consists of talking about safety in the news, news and safety. That's always what the show has been about. So don't worry there. If you want to interact with the show, easy process, go to callandradio.com. That's callandradio.com. Once you get there, it's going to give you three options. You can either text message, you can audio message, or you can even video message, and it'll get us directly into our system. So don't worry about any of that stuff, because that's what we do around here. No doubt about that. So safety in the news, news and safety. That's what we talk about. That's what we do for the next hour or so. Then we go into hour two and three exclusively on Radio Big as we talk about the world of music and entertainment over there. So it's a 3-hour show, depending on how you want to take a look at it. This is hour number one, where we do our combined stuff. all together in regards of what is going on. So don't worry about that.
It's a show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so there you go. A lot of stuff going on for sure. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and get into it? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was...
Rated R, safety show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Apparently, my board decided to self-implode. Anyways, why don't we start getting into what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, safety show.
Okay, more details on the attempted assassination of Donald Trump and a festive confessions in time for the Olympics. Why would you tie those things together? Also, Justin Timberlake slashes ticket prices to reach capacity, and the Wiz Khalifa apologizes for smoking on stage. We'll talk about that at the beginning of the show business. Also, Robert Downey Jr. almost had a very different role in the DC Marvel universe. We'll talk about that, getting into casting calls. And then what else? An Argentine model claims that he slid into the DMs. Why did we get the Kardashian news over here? Can somebody tell me that? Also, King Charles and private letters to Donald Trump. We'll talk about that as we get into the details of the Royals. So there you go, Royale with cheese, as we are talking, no doubt there. So let's go ahead and get you into the news right now, because it seems like a good time to do so.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. U.S. President Joe Biden has said it was a mistake to use the word bullseye following criticism his language led to the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Some Republicans have blamed rhetoric used by Biden and other Democrats for being the reason behind the attack. In an interview recorded by NBC at the White House on Monday, Biden defended his remarks while highlighting Trump's previous inflammatory comments. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, there has been a real focus on political language, the rhetoric used by both sides. Joe Biden admitted that using the expression to put a bullseye on Donald Trump had been a mistake, but explained he meant that as focusing on the president and the language that he used and the policies he was proposing. He also pushed back on the idea that he's too old to run for re-election, saying that although it was a legitimate question to ask, his mental acuity was pretty damn good. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Donald Trump has chosen J.D. Vance as his running mate. The Ohio senator is relatively new to politics, but known as a strong MAGA supporter. He's arrived to a hero's welcome at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Caroline Malone reports.
It became official on Monday that Donald Trump has chosen J.D. Vance as his sidekick in the run for the White House. Vance served in the U.S. Marine Corps, ran a successful business, and has even written a memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. The Trump campaign said he's a champion for the renewal of American manufacturing and has worked to defend and revive domestic automotive production. Vance has called for strong borders and for standing up to China. He's also a supporter of the traditional energy industry, oil and gas. Vance is a senator for Ohio, but does not have much other political experience. He's a young choice at just 39 years old.
U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas warns the United States is now in a heightened threat environment after the attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump. But Secretary Mayorkas says he's still 100% confident in the Secret Service despite Saturday's shooting. Benji Hire was at the White House briefing.
Alejandro Mayorkas took a barrage of questions from reporters on security measures which are being implemented following the attack. There'll be enhanced protection for Donald Trump and his now running mate, J.D. Vance, who claims without basis that the language Joe Biden's campaign used against Trump, branding him as a threat to democracy, led directly to the attempted assassination. Responding to questions about the spread of conspiracy theories implying the president instigated the attack or that the shooting itself was a setup, Mayorkas said it's, quote, preposterous and dangerous to propagate rumours that are unequivocally false and provocative.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Trainee doctors in South Korea are continuing a long-running walkout despite final return-to-work notices being issued on Monday. Hospitals are finalising the resignations of more than 12,000 medical staff who left their positions in February over government moves to increase the number of medical school seats. Chris Gilbert reports.
The government's been trying to entice doctors back to work with promises of leniency and new benefits. But according to South Korean media, most trainee doctors who walked out in February are blasé about the promises and showed little intention of returning. On Monday, many hospitals sent notifications via text message to striking trainees, asking them to clarify their intention to return or resign for good. It said if they did not respond or return, they could be automatically resigned. Reports suggest few doctors have responded so far. The final deadline is seen as crucial for the government to help persuade them to return to hospitals, as it could affect the timetable for hiring new trainees in September.
A group of US executives are set to visit Beijing next week to meet Chinese officials following the conclusion of a key meeting of Communist Party leaders known as the Third Plenum, according to a report by the South China Morning Post newspaper. Typically, the Third Plenum lays out a long-term economic policy and is taking place at a time of major challenges facing the world's second-largest economy. Laura Westbrook has more.
According to the report, the visit will be arranged by the Washington-based U.S.-China Business Council and led by its president, Craig Allen, and CEO of FedEx, Raj Subramaniam. Big-name companies with a big presence in China are on the list for the visit. They include Goldman Sachs, Starbucks, Nike, and Qualcomm. China's economy is in a slump, with foreign investment at a 30-year low. Chinese President Xi Jinping met with top U.S. executives in March, where he sought to reassure foreign businesses.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Visitor safety training, old, stale, and hacked. Visitor safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yes, if you believe in magic, and I know you do, maybe that's the answer to the question. Anyways, 18 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday and doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. Anyway, so why don't we do this? Let's talk about what's going on inside of the world of the shit list, because it definitely sounds like it's time to do so.
Duh.
So let's get into it. More bizarre developments in the investigation on Saturday's attempted assassination on Donald Trump. The building where the shooter posted up is a staggering area for local police and tactical team tasked to keeping an eye on the crowd. According to the report by ABC News, some firsthand accounts have suggested that the shooter climbed a tree to get onto the roof and did not use the ladder to get on there. So it becomes very interesting as we start taking a look about what exactly did happen in regards to that information. So that's one thing that we get to take a look at. What else do we have? Let's see. Local media in Butler, Pennsylvania reports that law enforcement had eyes on the shooter for nearly half an hour before he opened fire on Trump and his supporters. One an officer first spotted the shooter on the roof about 25 minutes before he started firing, though no confirmation if the officer was aware of the weapon, and certainly no explanation if there wasn't stopped or anything along those lines. Trump was allowed to take the podium with suspicious person not fully being investigated. Meanwhile, the FBI was able to crack the shooter's phone, but so far the Bureau said that they had no immediate obvious details revealed about the shooter's motive. So that's another thing to think about for sure as we are talking. What else do we have? Though it's a guess that he didn't like Donald Trump very much. I mean, I don't know if that needed to be added. I mean, at this particular point, I would imagine that that's kind of stated as the obvious, if anything, in that particular regards. I mean, what do you think there? A lot of stuff.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves. Only on Safety FM.
Nothing like a triple when you start getting through all the stuff. No doubt about that. So let's continue talking about some other things that are going on inside of the world. Meanwhile, I guess in D.C., the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced on Monday that the independent presidential candidate RFK Jr. will finally receive formal protection. This is according to what is going on. So what do you think there? Should it have been something that RFK got a long time ago, or is it something that we go, maybe not?
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, anyways, a man traveling to from Hong Kong, was caught with 104 snakes in his pants. This sounds familiar. Customs officials said that they found six canvas drawstring bags that each contain living snakes in all kinds of shapes, sizes, and colors on the passenger. One of the largest hubs of illegal animal trafficking, Chinese officials have been making more of an effort to crack down on those seeking to profit with the trade. No words on what punishment will be handed down to the traveler. This is according to CBS News. It makes it pretty interesting. I mean, what in the hell are you doing with 104 snakes? I just take a look and go, it got kind of weird. What do you do with 104 snakes? And how did you think that you were going to put them in your panty anties and think that nobody was going to see that you had 104 snakes inside of your pants? I mean, that gets weird. I mean, and it gets weird, not kind of. It gets weird, really weird.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, a review committee for the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse on Monday recommended that former chancellor and porn star, Joe Gall should lose his tenure as a teaching post at the school. In a report, the faculty committed to said that Gall's response to the controversy did not support the university's best interest, and that he appeared to leverage it to drum up some support from his pornographic content. The UW System Board of Regents will have a final say on the measure. Gall was dismissed as a chancellor after the news first broke about his side hustle late last year. He remained as a paid leave since in a quest to remain in a teaching role. He had already been planning on stepping aside ahead of the school before the porn project came to light. This is according to the Associated Press. So let me make sure that I understand this correctly. The guy was a chancellor and then also a pornographer at the same time. Tell me what kind of leverage he was using. So, I mean, it gets kind of weird. Because I mean, I guess anytime that you have to have this conversation, it gets a little strangey-angy, no doubt there. So a faculty committee has recommended that the former chancellor of the University of Wisconsin be removed from his tenured position and involvement of adult entertainment. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that the committee unanimous decision over Joe Gal's up to vote by the University of Wisconsin's Board of Regents of to fire him. The Gal is on Gal is now on paid leave because he holds tenure as a faculty appointment and wants to return to teaching. The Regents fired Gal as a chancellor back in December of 2023 for creating pornographic videos posted on adult websites. At the hearing last month, the school argued that in favor of firing Gavin for unethical conduct, refusing to cooperate in the investigation and violating computer policies. A report on the faculty's decisions obtained by the newspaper said that it was not unethical to create pornographic videos, but Gal's reaction to the publicity over them raises issues. That instead of responding in a way that supports the best interests of the university, that it supports his position on the lacrosse faculty and generate more interest in the revenue to make the videos. Gal was unsurprised by the decision. He said in his videos and two books that he and his wife Carmen have published about their experience and the adult films are protected by the First Amendment. Carmen and I will remain firmly committed to defending free speech and expression. He said that adding that he would be ready for a public hearing before the Board of Regents. There is no date set for the hearing. The committee cited three instances of alleged unethical conduct. First, Gal invited adult film star Nina Hartley to speak on the campus back in 2018 without disclosing that Gal and his wife had made sex videos with her. The committee was unmoved by Gal's argument that it wasn't a business relationship requiring disclosure. The committee also questioned Gal's intellectual honesty for describing the couple's two books of true accounts, despite acknowledging that the author's books has creative liberties. And it chastises Gal for allegedly not cooperating in the investigation, despite of having no job duties while paid leave. Well, on paid leave, Gal had offered answers to questions in writing and said that he was not informed of the completion of the investigation. The panel dismissed the allegations, finding insufficient evidence that Gal deleted information from his computer to hinder the investigation. So, wow. I mean, that's an interesting one. I mean, I don't think it gets more interesting than that. Let's put it that way. Anyways, Krispy Kreme has a Paris-themed donut box hitting the shelves just in time for the Olympics. The Passport of Paris is what it's called. The collection includes three special recipe donuts, creme brulee, double chocolate eclair, and a raspberry vanilla. The special offering will be available through the duration of the Olympics, with some six packs available at retail stores. Also, wash it down with an even sweeter creme brulee flavored latte, also available for a limited time. This is according to USA Today. Also, a 75-year-old man survived 4 days in a bog in Maine after falling in during a hike last week. Search crews said that Michael Altamir, laying down in a muck, unable to stand up and free himself. Miraculously, he found a surprisingly good condition. One person on site told NBC News that the crews rendered aid and a helicopter was dispatched to airlift him to a hospital. So far, no word on his condition. This is according to NBC News. Also, actor James B. Sinking has died. He passed away on Saturday due to complications of dementia, according to his publicist. Also, let's see, James is best known for his roles in Hill Street Blues and Doogie Howser, M.D. He was 90 at the time of his passing. Also, the Dow increased by 210 points to close at 40,211 on Monday. The S&P increased by 15 points to close at 5,630. 31, and the NASDAQ increased by 74 points to close at 18,472. West Texas Intermediate closed at $81 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $84 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.52 on Monday, and Bitcoin continued to rebound up 5.6%, trading just around 64,400. There was more than 6,460 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and more than 380 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $226 million jackpot or $106.9 million cash payout. Sell if you want to play the game. You have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Anyways, contrary to what some believe, Justin Timberlake has been struggling to sell out arenas in his current Forget Tomorrow World Tour. According to The Sun, following his DUI bust, JT was forced to slash ticket prices for a run of shows, lowering them to just $9 in recent show in Kentucky. Isn't he from Kentucky, though? Also reports that the slash tickets price comes just a month after he canceled his show in Columbia, South Carolina. So there you go. Without explanation, this is according to The Sun. So there you go. Also, Wiz Khalifa was busted in Romania over the weekend with cannabis, which is illegal for recreational use in the country. According to the Romanian anti-organized crime prosecutors, the rapper was possession of 18 grams of cannabis and consumed another undisclosed amount on stage at a musical festival held in their country. Wiz later apologized for his action on X, writing that he meant no disrespect to the country of Romania by lighting it up in that state. So, I mean, I guess you have to be careful where you're lighting it up, if you know what I'm saying, because that's what it sounds like. Anyway, take a listen to this. Madonna's 18-year-old son, David Banda, is ready to make his own way, offering private guitar lessons at $200 an hour. The new business venture comes on the heels of him performing alongside his mum on her celebration tour guitar in hand. So there you go. I mean, that's kind of cleaning up there, $200 an hour. Anyways, take a listen to this. Snoop Dogg recently opened his first licensed cannabis store in Los Angeles, SWED, S-W-E-D, an acronym that for Snoop's icon phrase of smoke weed every day. Features top-tier premium product and service to set amongst decor representatives some of the rapper's most memorable moments in music. Store is located between LAX Airport and SoFi Stadium. Snoop is also opening a SWED coffee shop in Amsterdam next month. This is according to The Blast, so there you go. Let's give you one more real quick. Prior to landing the role of Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr., addition to play Fantastic Four villain Dr. Doom. Downey Jr. played the iconic superhero in 10 films and before leaving the franchise after 2019's Avengers Endgame. By the way, the role of Dr. Doom went to actor Julian McMahon. Now, if you remember him, he was in Nip Tuck. Yeah. I believe he was Dr. Troy, if I remember correctly. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we do normally around this time.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show, main story time, because it's time to hang out, it's time to talk, it's time to move, it's time to groove, it's time to do the stuff that we need to talk about. And it gets weird when we get to this part of the show, because there's so many things to talk about, so little time to do so, and we never know exactly where to go, because we can go from one side of the equation to another side of the equation and not really have a problem with it, but we look at it and go, hey, do you like it? Do you not like it? Do we talk about it? Do we move about it? Or do we just sit back and go, who the hell knows what's going on? Let's just move and groove. And I think that most of the times I kind of feel with the secondary one more than I do feel with the first portion there. But let's talk today. Let's talk about what the hell's going on in our industry. And let's talk about this because, listen, you and I probably sit around and we take a look at what is going on inside of the industry based on what is going on in our organization. So as I sit here today, I go, what is going on inside of your org and what do you look for? and then what you're looking for kind of gives some solutions to what is some of the problems that might be going on inside of your organization. It's like, I have this dream of my organization needs to be like X. And without knowing that my organization needs to be like X, I'm trying to change things. I'm trying to find someone. I'm trying to look at what others have done. Maybe that's the way to look at it. Maybe that's the way to talk about it. And I think that this is where it gets pretty interesting. So I'm not saying that there are celebrities, quote unquote, let's do that again,
quote unquote,
out there inside of the world of safety, but there's some people that pretend to be. And it's always interesting to me because when you're going around trying to change some of the things that are going on inside of your organization, you are looking for someone, something that will help you and assist you to change those things. And you might look for a name. You might look for a person, and they start becoming more and more recognizable, quote unquote, based on some of the work that they have done previously. So you look around for their name, you look around for some of the items that go out in regards to that. And listen, we can take a look and we can talk about that and go, listen, if you take a look, a lot of the stuff that is done inside of this industry, and you can almost argue any industry, is kind of regurgitated. And when I say that, I don't mean that to be offensive. I mean that from the standpoint is that you have to understand that sometimes some of the source material is a little bit more important in regards of where it came from. Now, some people will sit back and go, I don't give a shit where it came from. What I care more about is how is it going to resolve some of the issues that I have going on. And I understand that part of the equation too. So here's my question. If you go out there and you find information from your favorite, quote unquote, safety person, and you still see some information that you think that you can apply, are you more curious about the information itself, or are you more curious about where the source material came from? Because I think that the source material plays a huge factor into the whole thing. What do you think there? Because I want you to think about it. If you look at the source material alone and nothing else, just the source, what is the most important aspect there? Because I look at it that from the end of the day standpoint, when you go and you start changing stuff inside of the organization, yeah, listen, there are things that you need to change immediately. So looking at somebody who is actually repurposed it, it might be important to you. Now, I want you to think about something for you for a moment. If you are looking for something online, do you prefer to have it all in one source and possibly quote unquote pay someone to actually assist you with the information? Or do you look at it from the standpoint where you go, I will look for the information myself and try to see what manages? I mean, I have this conversation quite a bit with people in regards on how that should work. And I'm not trying to tell you, hey, you need to pick and choose what's going to work best for you in that particular regards of, is this the creator of this? Or let's try that again.
Is this the creator of this source material, or was it someone else?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying, when it's all said and done, we need to give some thought process to the whole thing, opposed to it just being, okay, this is my new quote unquote safety
celebrity crush
in regards of what's going on. Because maybe that's some of the things to think about. Or maybe I'm just way far off my rocker today. You can look at it either way.
Oops! What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com for more information. Lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh. Embrace the daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer. 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
Are 45 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Oh yeah, you got me. Take Curious right here, Rated R Safety Show. You know, we like to listen to some music. We like to talk about it for sure too. So you should give this song a little streamer-emer action, a little download action. It's available on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube Music. You know how it goes. All kinds of music readily available. We would like to thank Tate Kyrgios for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt. No doubt about that, as we are doing all of the stuff that we get to do, no doubt. So there you go. Anyways, let's get into the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. Let's talk today that we all have mental health issues, but we don't all start with the same skills and support needed to maintain it. Start building your mental health resiliency today through an introductory mental health toolkit. So today, if you go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Mental Health Toolkit, yeah, that's what I said, under the section that says self-care, they'll talk about it to you. So a toolkit offers accessible and introductory mental health exercises tailored specifically for you. Each tool has crafted to be completed within 5 to 20 minutes, making it ideal starting point. After all, it's not a matter of the life storms will come, but how to navigate through them when they do. The project is a joint effort with To Write Love on Her Arms and Move Into the Light, an initiative of the Brevard Prevention Coalition. We know that this is a difficult to learn new skill, but hold on to the truth. You are worth the effort. Let's dive in. So there you go. TWLOHA.com will get you started right there in regards to that. Always looking for tools to get you moving and grooving. No doubt about it. Anyways, let's talk about some other things that are going on inside of the world in the news, because, hey, that is what we do around here. So, yes, watching important football or basketball or any other sport can be a successful or a stressful experience, especially if you have cash on the line. But there's good news. Research has shown that people who watch sports actually enjoy greater well-being than those who don't, and this could make them live longer. Scientist Angela Ruskin from the university used a survey Data from over 7,000 adults in England and found that those who attend live sporting events in the last year are more satisfied with their lives, feel that their lives are more worthwhile and less lonely than people who haven't. And let's see, other studies have found that people who watch sports in person at least once a year have fewer depression symptoms than those who do not. And it was also found that watching sports on TV and online can also be good for your well-being and therefore could also contribute to a longer lifespan. So let's talk about this. They don't say that if they know how many Doritos I can eat in the course of one game. So the next time that my wife complains about that you wasted your entire weekend watching football, explain to her that it was the first investment in your future together. Think about that for just one moment.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just talking. I am just talking in regards to what's going on. So take a listen to this. Why not? If Costco can sell coffins, they might also sell things. They might as well sell these things too. And a recent viral Instagram post shows that being called bulk retailer, apocalypse dinner kit containing food that supposedly will last 25 years. And in the case, well, you know, doomsday event that happens to survive. I'm not sure if the new thing's at Costco, but influencer Pressured Luck has just discovered this in a new clip. Footage shows examining the contents of the emergency food supply variety pack, which comes in the black bucket with a red lid inside of over 150 servings of a freeze-dried food, including pastel Alfredo, cheesy macaroni, teriyaki rice, creamy pasta, vegetable potato, potato pot pie, tomato basil soup with pasta, chicken noodle soup, brown sugar, maple multigrain, apple cinnamon cereal. Also in the crunchy granola, white rice, vanilla pudding, whey milk alternative, and orange drink. Just add water and voila! You have a total of 15,280 calories, and you'll set for when a disaster hits. How much does it cost? Are you ready for this? This is actually kind of cheap. $99. So there you go. $99. So, hey, I want to get as many calories as McDonald's for less than half the price. And after that, well, no Mickey D's when Doom Days hits. So I want to, be around anyways. And yeah, my kid bought 20 of those things for him in his college last September. So there you go. And this is no joke. As I tell you this, this is readily available. I mean, it's amazing. When you start taking a look at some of these things that are available online, when you start taking a look around. So what do you think about this stuff? Like, do you take a look and go, oh yes, don't open till doomsday? I mean, I don't know. It gets weird. I mean, a lot of this stuff that gets weird. I remember for a long period of time, there was like getting prepared for doomsday where they had those things that you could put into the ground if you had like large acreage in your home, where you put it in there and go, okay, the world's coming to an end soon, so we can move in there if we need to. So there you go.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Hey, I don't make this stuff up. I just tell you about what the hell's going on. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, 52 minutes past the top of the hour. I think it's time for us to get some John Smalls in here because we need to feel motivated. Maybe? Maybe motivated? Somewhat motivated? I don't know. Sometimes my computer loves me.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com. The Motivation
Minute. Today's quote was submitted by Pat. Alan Alda said, "Be brave enough to live life creatively, the creative place where no one else has ever been." My dad was a big fan of the TV show MASH. So I watched pretty much every episode when I was growing up. So I can't even imagine Alan Alda without thinking of the amazing job he did on that show. He absolutely found his groove. Have you? Do you know what you were born to do? Are you living your dream? Or at least working on a path towards achieving your dream? I hope you can do that. Sometimes we have obstacles in our way. But if you have the ability to overcome your obstacles and work towards the dream you have and the goal you set for yourself, you'll find happiness. Good luck. The motivation.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Without Christ, we are all faceless people, lacking distinction and detail. But when we turn to Him, He covers the canvas of our lives with the bright colors and intricate details of abundant life. He touches our mistakes, even our sins, with His grace, and they become part of the finished product, a portrait of love. Psalm 51 says, "Wash away all mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Lord Jesus, fill the flat emptiness of my life with the colors and details of your choosing. Let the finished me be more yours than mine. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, so there you go. Currently 54 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. If I take a look at, let's see, what do I want to take a look at? Let's take a look at 2002. President George W. Bush announces a new cabinet position held to coordinate the efforts of domestic intelligence initiatives. The Department of Homeland Security was the response to the September 11th attack from the prior year. It also the debut of often mocked color-coded danger charts. So there you go. That happened back in 2002. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about that. Luke Hemmings turns 28. Alexandra Shipp turns 33. James Maslow turns 34. Gareth Bale turns 35. Khalid Lloyd, 42. Kim Rhodes, 45. Bobby Lashley turns 48. Corey Feldman, 53. Barry Sanders turns 56. Will Ferrell turns 57. Phoebe Cates turns 61. Michael Flatley turns 66. And Jimmy Johnson, yeah, he turns 81 today, just for information purposes, if you wanted to know. Also, some days of the year to celebrate, because we always have some of those for you as well. It's Fresh Spinach Day, National Atomic Veterans Day, Rural Transit Day, World Snake Day, National Corn Fritter Day, Guinea Pig Appreciation Day, and National Cherry Day. What exactly is National Cherry Day? Maybe that's the bigger question of all. Anyways, before I forget, if you want to come in and hang out with us, I'll be hanging out with Todd Conklin, Jen Long, Andrea Baker, Bob Edwards, just to name a few, in Santa Fe, New Mexico on September the 10th through the 12th. If you want to come and hang out and take a look at what the hell we have going on, talking about the world of human and organizational performance, you can come and hang out with us in Santa Fe. For more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. That's safetyfm.io to find out some more information right there. Anyways, take a listen to this. If you need a random joke for today, going on a family vacation is a nice because it can be fun for the kids to go to a different part of the country and experience Wi-Fi there. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's your go-to comfort food? If you need a question for the water cooler, you can always try this one. 9% of women say that this is the top thing that they would change about their partner. What is it? His cologne. That's interesting. I would change your cologne. That's the way that I look at it. I mean, I don't know. It gets pretty interesting as we are talking, no doubt about that. So anyways, that's going to pretty much sum up our time together. No doubt there at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out and do the things that we do over there. If not, you have the opportunity to go over to Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for hanging out with me on this lovely Tuesday. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The truth is not always beautiful, nor beautiful are words that are the truth. Maybe that's some things to think about as we are hanging out. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.